This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, we have three ensembles from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program. This is an annual event for high school and middle school students from throughout the state of Illinois and actually well beyond. And last year was our first year of doing Live and Local, and therefore our first chance to have some live performances by some of the students from the program, and we'll be doing that for the next three Fridays. So this is week one of ISYM, and we have a string quartet, a wind quintet, and a saxophone duo on the program today, and then we'll have different groups on the two for each of the two remaining Fridays as we go into weeks two and three of ISYM. Hope you will enjoy hearing some very talented students perform live for us here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. It was music performed by the University of Illinois oboe professor John Dee, a piece in G major by Gabriel Pierney, and joined by the Tantalon Ensemble. And I'm not sure how long John has been at the University of Illinois by now. Do you know, Joyce?
2004.
Yeah, a while. And we have one of his students for the summer here. In fact, I guess you guys are all his student in a way, is with the wind quintet. We have with us a wind quintet from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program. It's week one of the three-week program, and you guys must be in year 61. Is that right?
Yes.
Because last year was the 60th anniversary we were able to talk about, and this is Joyce Griggs with us, who is one of the coordinators of the program, assistant director. Executive Director, ISYM, it says right here, Assistant Director of the School of Music at the University of Illinois. Assuming that we have many new listeners compared when we talked about it last year, why don't you just give a quick overview of ISYM, who gets to come, how they get in, and what's the goal of this first week?
Sure. Well, first, thanks for everyone who's listening today to our students. Illinois Summer Youth Music has been an important part of the University of Illinois. It started in the late 1940s. We celebrated our 60th anniversary last year, and the camp has expanded to include both large ensemble opportunities as well as specialty programs for pre-college-bound students. So this week we're focusing mostly on the large ensembles, but within that schedule we've been able to accommodate some of our top players through chamber ensembles and private lessons with our School of Music faculty. And in addition to that, they're, of course, having masterclasses and sectionals, and they all give concerts tomorrow. Everyone will be at the Kranert Center, with the exception of our piano camp, who will start their recital tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the Smith Recital Hall. Everything else starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow in the Kranert Center.
And we can run through the schedule a little later, too. So maybe a couple of times so that people know everything they can go see and hear and what time and plan their tennis games around it and all that sort of thing. The ensembles that we have today, is this out of what's called the academy?
It is. So on the first day of auditions and leading up to the students' arrival, they had the opportunity of being selected for the academy program. And that gives the students who show just an advanced musical aptitude the opportunity to have the private lessons and the chamber music experience. We actually have about 60 students out of the 330 that are here this week participating in the academy, taking those private lessons and participating in chamber ensembles such as the ones we're going to hear on the radio today. And all chamber ensembles, which we have 18 of, will be performing tonight in Fullinger Great Hall at 6:30. It is open to the public. However, you have to enter from the production level 2, tonight.
That is important information. I'm writing this down. So that's at 6:30 tonight. It's a free concert?
It's a free concert.
And all of the 16 ensembles, you said?
18 chamber ensembles.
I'm just talking to somebody earlier about whether I listen very well or not, and I guess sort of. I'm writing and trying to listen at the same time.
And the chamber ensembles will be even more varied than what we're hearing today, which we have woodwind quintet, a saxophone duo, and we're going to finish with a string quartet today. But we have a trumpet ensemble, a trombone quartet, we have vocalists, we have pianists. So that it'll be a wide variety of chamber ensembles performing this evening.
Sounds terrific. Mostly high school?
All high school
students.
All
high school. Because this is senior week.
This is senior week. And after the concerts tomorrow, everyone involved in the camp rests intently Saturday night, because Sunday we bring in another 400 students to participate in two junior high options, junior bands and junior orchestra, and 9 specialty or pre-college programs.
Wow, there's a lot going on. And how did this particular group get chosen to be on here?
As part of the academy, we met with all of these students on Sunday night, right after all of the auditions and placements were determined. And we basically told all of the academy students to hit the ground running Monday in all of their chamber ensemble rehearsals, because the faculty would be evaluating them from the beginning, so that by last night, we could select 3 groups to perform here on the radio. And we also selected 3 groups to play this morning at Next Generation's summer day camp. So we had 6 ensembles performing today in 2 locations.
Excellent. So you guys earned the privilege to be here, in other words. And one of you was here last year in a bassoon quartet, was it?
Yeah, it was a quartet.
Yeah. Cynthia Stacy is the bassoonist of this woodwind quintet, and we also have Haley Johnson on clarinet. Haley, what school do you go to?
Lockport.
Lockport, this is in Illinois, I presume?
Yeah.
Are you all from Illinois?
Yes.
No.
Okay, horn players, Chris Monroe, where are you from?
Midland, Michigan.
Midland, Michigan. What made you come to ISYM?
I heard about it through the faculty here and friends and the school, so I sent in an application and I got in.
So what you're saying is the University of Michigan has nothing to compare to Illinois University summer program.
I'm a Spartan fan, so.
Oh, Michigan State doesn't either, apparently. Cynthia, what school you go to?
I go to Joliet Central.
And Amy Shea, I know you go to Urbana High School. You're the oboist of the group. And Ivan Foytik.
I go to Lakeswerk High School. Lakeswerk is a suburb of Chicago.
And you're on the flute. What's the piece we're going to hear from you? Or are we hearing more than one?
We're going to play the early Hungarian dances by Farkas. And we're playing the 1st, 2nd, and 5th dance.
You avoided saying his first name, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it.
Well, if you can pronounce your last name, you ought to be able to pronounce, is it F-E-R-E-N-C?
Farenc.
Something like that.
It might be Ferenc. Because I think there's a little doohickey thingy over under the sea. Or no, that would be French. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think it's Ferenc, as in Franz. Ferenc Liszt has the same first name. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Now you know that.
Learn something new.
Here's a woodwind quintet from the, what is it called? The Illinois Summer Academy?
Youth Music. So ISYM's Academy.
Academy. Just the Academy. Okay. From Illinois Summer Youth Music here on Live and Local. Thank you. Called Hungarian Dances?
Early Hungarian Dances.
Early Hungarian Dances, Ferenc Farkas, performed by a wind quintet from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Academy. It's the first week of ISYM, and the players here, flutist Ivan Foytik, oboist Amy Shea, clarinetist Haley Johnson, bassoonist Cynthia Stacy, and horn player Chris Monroe. Have you guys given yourselves a name? just in case you want to take it on the road?
We were
discussing quintessence.
I'll bet it's been taken, but
yeah,
it sounds like it's a good one.
That's why we decided against it.
But it's a good one. It's a good one. You sound great.
Thank you.
And
thank
some
you.
Great energy. You're coached by different professors from the University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Tim McGovern, who's the bassoon professor. And you get Cynthia to have private lessons with him also?
I had one this week, yeah.
And John D. is the oboe professor, who we heard earlier. Amy, you've had some lessons with him?
Yeah.
Have you had lessons with him before?
Last year at the Double Reed Camp. I've done that since 7th grade.
That's terrific. And David Harris is a clarinet professor. And you got to work with him?
Yeah, I got to work with him twice this week and then once last year.
And although he's not coaching this group, Chris, imagine you're getting to work with Thomas Jostlein a little bit?
Yep.
Just in time for him to leave U of I,
yeah.
Go to the St. Louis Symphony.
Yeah,
not a bad gig. And blanking, flute professor, help me.
Tell him who you've been working with.
Rebecca Johnson, who's the professor at Eastern Illinois
at
University.
Eastern.
Yeah.
So who is the flute professor?
Professor Keeble.
He's not working ISYM this week?
He had an opportunity to, of a lifetime really, to go to a program this week that conflicted with ISYM, and we talked about it. And he will be back this Sunday to start his flute camp.
Good.
So he'll be working with 30 flutists from around the state and around the country.
And Rebecca teaches at Eastern Illinois University. She's a wonderful flutist as well. Well, you guys sound great. Thanks for coming in. And we are going to, right before we switch things over, remind our listeners, or just tell you if you're just tuning in for this program, that we do need to ask for some contributions to support this show, not only live and local, but also WYLL stations in general. It's right at the end of our fiscal year. We wrap it up next Wednesday. And this is one of just 2 days at this very end of the year where we're asking you directly on the program to support with your contributions. You can do that at area 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. And here with me to perhaps give you some more particulars is Les Schulte, who is our corporate support director.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And that's terrific. Live and local, if you think this is a unique program, that you think that having live music on the radio is something you don't find at very many stations anymore. If it's a valuable resource for our community, Give us a call and make a contribution. Our WILL's fiscal year ends on June the 30th, and that's an important date for us, as Kevin said. The money used to pay for the programs like Live and Local next year must be in the bank by then. But what's really important is this. It's you. It's your support that makes the music you hear on WILL possible. Your support, combined with the membership contributions of tens of thousands of others, provides the resources that keeps this station strong. Because you use WILL, please call in your support right now. Call 217-244-9455. You can put your contribution on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. If it's easier for you, point your browser to willpledge.org and make your contribution easily online. That number again is area code 217-244-9455.
And this is an absolutely unique program here in our community, and I'm going to bet for in many communities far beyond. And yesterday we got five people who pledged support, and we really would like to get 10 today. As I said, it's just yesterday and today that we get to ask you directly. And so we hope you'll respond. And also that'll be really giving some support to the music being made by these fine young people from the ISYM camps. It's 217-244-9455 or with your credit card at willpledge.org. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. In addition to support from our listeners, we have support from Rodney G. Peacock presenting Noontide Festival Month, June 18th through July 11th at Follinger Auditorium with music, poetry, and drama, highlighted by a concert by Rodney George Peacock and with his original drama, The Noontide Trilogy, July 2nd through 11th. Information is under events at follinger.illinois.edu. That was George Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me, the Denver Brass performing, and I played that just now for anybody who might have been at the U of I Summer Band concert last night. Tito Carrillo, who is a trumpet professor in the jazz division at the University of Illinois, soloed on that with the band on flugelhorn. It's a gorgeous-looking flugelhorn. In fact, one of the saxophones that's in front of me sort of reminds me of it. It looks a little bit like it. Had an interesting sort of brass that he called some sort of rose brass. Yours is, I guess, kind of a silver brass or something like that. But in any event, the folks I'm looking at are two saxophone players from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp in the Academy who have been picked to be on this show. We have a saxophone duo. And I didn't ask your names ahead of time, so why don't you tell everybody out there who you are and what school do you come from?
My name's Connor Relier, and I'm from Joliet, Illinois. I go to Joliet West High School.
And how do you spell your name, Connor?
C-O-N-N-O-R.
No, the last name.
Oh, sorry. R-E-L-Y-E-A.
That's exactly how I spelled it. Oh, I'm so smart. Okay, and sir?
I am Cody Stocker. I'm from River Forest, and I go to the Oak Park River Forest High School.
And what year are you in school?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
And Connor?
I'm going to be a senior.
Wow, so you're about to go off into the world, or at least off into college, presumably.
Yeah.
Why saxophone?
Well, when I went to pick my instrument, I thought the saxophone looked like the cool instrument compared to, like, some of the
careful.
Others I've seen.
Careful.
I had to pick between violin and saxophone, and I'm glad that I picked saxophone.
Because it looks cooler?
Well, I think it's, I prefer the sound of a saxophone to the sound of violin.
Okay, there you go. You want to be careful about when you compare it. Somebody else is going to think you're dissing their instrument, but no, it's gorgeous looking and gorgeous sound. And Connor, how did you end up doing the sax?
I was between trumpet and saxophone, and I don't know, something in my mind was just telling me, pick the saxophone. So I did, and I've loved it ever since, and I'm very happy that I chose it.
And are you doing doing jazz?
No, just... I prefer classical to jazz, but I do play in the jazz band at my school.
And similar for you, Cody, or not?
I prefer classical over jazz, but I do play jazz at my school.
And did you come to ISWM specifically to work with Professor Richtmeyer, Deborah Richtmeyer, who's the professor here?
Well, I didn't know about the academy when I signed up, but then when I auditioned, I was selected for it.
You just came to ISWM because of its reputation, and yeah, you got Professor Richtmeyer as a bonus. Talk a little bit, Deb. You don't do any jazz, right?
Well, that's not true. I played backup for entertainers for 20 years.
Really?
All the big stars for 20 years. But I'm, as you know, I'm mostly known as a classical soloist. And I don't do it anymore, but for 20 years I did that. And I played barre, flute, clarinet, bass clarinet in all the bands in Chicago and Dallas. Had a great time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah?
I just always thought of you as a straight classical player.
Well, that's my big gig.
and a big gig it is, too.
Yeah.
Wow. And... I'm trying to remember. We haven't talked about this for so long. You and I both went to Northwestern. Were we at there at the same time?
Well, now you're going to date me, but I was there from 1975 through 1980.
Oh, you were a little before me.
thank you.
But not much. I was 79 to 84.
Okay.
I was pretty sure we crossed over.
Uh-huh.
And now, from what I hear through the grapevine, that... your studio here at the University of Illinois is at least the envy of as many people as your former professors at Northwestern.
Well,
that's
what I
hear.
I do.
Frederick Hemke.
Yeah, I have wonderful students, and they've done extremely well nationally and internationally. So we have a good time. It's wonderful.
So we get to hear what two of your younger, very brief students,
mm-hmm.
just for this week that you get to work with them, are going to sound like. What did you bring to play for us?
We will be playing Andante for two saxophones by A. Mayer.
How do you spell that last name?
M-A-Y-U-E-R.
M-A-Y-E-U-R. Probably French.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why is it that so many classical sax pieces are by French people?
Well, because this classical saxophone pretty much originated in France.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Adolphe Sax invented it in Brussels and moved to Paris and was the first saxophone teacher at the Paris Conservatory. And so that's really the big mecca for classical saxophone, other than the United States, of course.
Of course. Places like the University of Illinois.
Right.
All right. Connor Relier and Cody Stocker from the ISYM Academy playing for us here live on Live and Local. Thank you. Two players from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Academy, Connor Relier and Cody Stocker, performing for us here live on Live and Local. Since you both said you do a little jazz playing, are you ever tempted when doing classical stuff to just break out into an improvised riff in the middle of things?
No, not too often.
But every once in a while, huh?
Yeah.
And do you ever give in to it?
I try not to.
But?
I usually don't.
He's hedging all over the place. And what would happen, Professor Richtmeyer, if one of your students just suddenly did that?
Well, if it was in a rehearsal, it would be great. We'd have a good time. We'd all have a good laugh, and it would be fun. If it was in a concert, we'd probably be kicked out of school.
I wonder how often that gets blended, though, in classical pieces. Are there ever, have you encountered pieces that have opportunities for improv in a classical sax piece?
Absolutely. There is a whole genre where it's quasi-jazz, influenced, classical influenced by jazz, and occasionally there are actually changes in it for improvisation. And in fact, I had a graduate student who's working for ISYM this week, Colin Wilson, who did a whole research paper project on just that type of repertoire and came up with about 40 different pieces that were classical pieces, but were jazz influenced for those that wanted to do crossover type pieces.
I would think the University of Illinois would be a great opportunity for that sort of crossover. Now that, I mean, you've been here for years, but
my 20th year now.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you've been here only 1 year longer than I have.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I've been here that long. But now that the jazz program has been building up so incredibly.
Yes, it's great to have that opportunity for the crossover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are either of you guys coming back for the jazz camp in 2 weeks?
I'm coming back, for the jazz camp.
And I'm actually staying this Saturday. When everyone else goes home, I'm staying the night for the saxophone camp that is.
Oh, there is a sax camp. Okay.
Right, starting Sunday, a whole week long, just saxophones.
And is that your camp, or is that jointly with Chip McNeil?
No, it's separate from the jazz. I'll be doing it with Michael Holmes.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in. You guys sounded terrific.
Thank you.
And we have coming up, I think, Joyce, a string quartet.
Yes.
Also from ISYM. And that's coming up in just a moment on Live and Local. But first, we're going to go back to Les Schulte to give you an opportunity to support these young students and what they're doing, and also what we're doing here on the program by bringing you live performances, not only by young students in this case, but also lots of local performers giving shows, concerts in our listening area, and also for all the guests that we have coming in our area, some very prominent people. And we try to bring as many of these to you and let you know about the opportunity to go out and hear them. And now it's your opportunity to support it with your financial contributions.
That's right, Kevin. And we're looking for at least 10 listeners right now who will go to the phone, make that call at 217-244-9455, and make a pledge of support for programs like Live and Local and all of the shows that you hear and enjoy on WILL-FM. You know, WILL enriches people's lives through programs like Live and Local that educate, entertain, inspire, and empower. It's our business. It's about ideas. It's about learning, arts, culture, and citizenship. Media are tools that help connect people to these ideas, these diverse points of view, these the arts, the culture, lifelong learning. And we believe that this is a dialogue that is better if you contribute. Life-changing moments can occur when people are willing to open themselves up to possibilities. So right now, we are encouraging you to help us continue this work and continue these programs like Live and Local. Call 217-244-9455 with a contribution right now. You can use your credit card, using your Visa, Discover, MasterCard, or American Express is efficient, and it saves on processing and mailing costs. Contributing online with a credit card is even faster and more efficient. Using your credit card now will ensure that your contribution is counted before June the 30th. That number to call is 217-244-9455, or go online to willpledge.org and make your contribution right there.
Thanks, Les. And of course, the students in the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program are engaged right now in a life-changing opportunity for them. I imagine that for some of them, this will provide the spark that sends them off into deciding to make a career in music. Some of you probably come for the fun of it, and some just are already thinking, this is what I want to do with myself. And by supporting this program, you're essentially sort of encouraging some opportunities here that these guys had. They got chosen to be on this program. And maybe someday you'll go back, or I'll go back, and Connor or Cody are going to be out there making them a big name for themselves in the world. And I can say, they were on my show. And you all listening can say, I heard them on Live and Local. Live and Local is only here because you support it with your dollars. Make your call now, please, to 217-244-9455 or online, willpledge.org. The ISYM concerts this weekend, I'll run them down real quick and remind you a little later. The Advanced Piano Camp is performing at Smith Recital Hall Saturday morning at 10 a.m. At the same time, the Senior Chorus is at the Krannert Center in the Follinger Great Hall. An hour later, it's the Musical Theater. Are they doing an hour's show or a long show, or what are they going to do?
The musical theater program usually takes about 2 hours for their concert, and they do some small group solo work and large ensemble works. Lots of skits.
Great. So that'll be at 11 o'clock in the Caldwell Playhouse on Saturday morning. Senior orchestra is at 11:15 in the Great Hall, followed by the senior symphonic band at 12:30 and the senior concert band at 1:45. So some great free concerts for you to hear on Saturday from the ISYM. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9, a string quartet from the camp coming up next.
Thank you.
Mossman called Canto Lucumi. And I think the mic just came up, so I'll say it again. Michael Mossman's Canto Lucumi performance by the University of Illinois Latin Jazz Ensemble. They're just called Art of the Dance here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And, of course, our programs are supported by contributions from our listeners. Please call in now or go online to support this program as we wrap up our spring, fiscal year next Wednesday. And you can make your call of support 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Next up for you, from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Academy, we have one of the several string quartets that have been put together during the academy, and these guys have been chosen specially to be on this show, and they're coached by Professor Viola at the University of Illinois, Rudolph Hocken. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. And we'll introduce our individual players in just a moment. Professor Hocken, tell me about working with these guys. How does it differ for you from working with your regular university students?
Well, for one thing, these students are only together for this 1 week. So putting together a chamber group is ad hoc like this is similar to my experience as going to a music festival somewhere and just playing with people I've never met before and putting together a concert. So there's a spontaneity about it that's really refreshing. And also because they're, you know, teenagers, there's a certain energy there that influences the music, and especially for a humorous piece like this Haydn quartet movement. You know, often when you teach at a summer camp, you're faced with a room full of rambunctious, rowdy, noisy students, and it's really nice to but it's nice to harness this energy in a piece like this.
Well, why am I not surprised that you, Rudolph, would have picked something that's humorous for them to work on?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
If you all know any of his music, you might know what I'm talking about, but of course you're working with him, so you probably get an idea of this now and then anyway, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
They're not saying. The violinists of this quartet are Michael Romans and Isaac Parra. The violist is Kathleen Marston, and the cellist is Joshua Farrar. Michael, you're from what school and what year?
Lake Braddock Secondary School.
And you're going to be what year in the fall?
I'm going to be a sophomore in the fall.
And Isaac, from where?
I'm from Sycamore, Illinois, Sycamore High School.
And what year are you going to be?
I'm going to be a junior.
Wow. And Kathleen?
I'm from Clinton High School in Iowa. And I'm going to be a sophomore.
All the way from Iowa. And Joshua, you're from Champaign.
I live here. I go to Centennial High School, and I'm going to be a sophomore.
Only a sophomore? I've known you for I don't know how many years already.
Yeah,
3 years.
I play in the local Youth Symphony, ECIYO.
Good thing for you to mention that, East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. What is the humorous piece we're going to hear from you guys?
Today we'll be performing Haydn Quartet, Opus 54, Number 1, and we're going to play the finale of that quartet, which is a vivace movement.
And it's a group from the ISYM Academy this week here on Live and Local. Thank you. I don't know if listeners found that funny or not, but it was the sort of humor that Haydn likes to indulge in, I think, with lots of little silences and pauses, and you think he's not going to go on, and he is going to go on, and this alternation of bowing and pitsing, and who would have thought that he'd end with those little pluck, pluck, pluck sort of things. Anyway, you guys did a nice job with it. Did you find it humorous to work on?
I had a real lot of fun doing this with everyone because, like, we made a lot of changes to the music, a lot of, not really improv, but just, I mean, they weren't really supposed to be pizzas. They were just supposed to be small little spiccatos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we chose to do pizzas because we thought it would fit with the music.
Oh, editorial license. Was this your idea or Professor Hawkins?
Well, we came up with the idea, and then we brought it by Mr. Hawkins, and then Mr. Hawkins thought it was a good idea, so.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, in the previous segment we were talking about classical saxophone and did they ever improvise with their stuff, and who would have thought that it would be the string players who would decide to do that instead of the saxes who are sometimes show up in jazz. We did a nice job with it. We just heard speaking, in fact, right there, there on the first violin, Michael Romans, and playing second violin, Isaac Parra, Kathleen Marston, the violist, and Joshua Farrar, the cellist, from the Academy this week at the Illinois Summer Youth Music Camp. It's the first of 3 weeks of the camp. And we will have some more ensembles from the group next Friday, and then also from the third week of the camp the third Friday from now, probably one of the jazz groups, and we'll see. I'll learn somewhere during the week who's going to come on the show. And you guys were selected specially just to do this program, so congratulations for that, and thanks for doing a nice job for us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the camp, and you also have, public can go hear the various larger ensembles in concert tomorrow. The Advanced Piano Camp is playing at 10 in the morning at Smith Recital Hall. The Senior Chorus is at 10 in the morning at the Krannert Center. At 11 o'clock in the Playhouse at the Krannert Center, the Musical Theater Camp puts on a show. The Senior Orchestra is at 11:15 tomorrow morning, Senior Symphonic Band at 12:30, and the Senior Concert Band at 1:45. And I'll be back with another show on Live and Local on Monday from 12 to 1. Hope you'll join us for that. Just want to give a quick look at a few things you can go see and hear the next couple of days. The Music for All Symposium at Illinois State University in Normal is presenting the Drum Corps International Central Illinois tonight at 8 o'clock at the stadium at ISU. GI Jukebox is a show at Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater tonight and tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the ACT Theater Company at Perfection Coffee House in Gibson City tonight and tomorrow at 6:30. The Boneyard Jazz Quintet, it's the Iron Post in Urbana, 5 o'clock tonight. And the Municipal Band in Pontiac is playing on the Courthouse Square tonight at 7 o'clock. Lots and lots of other things going on in your area. Check the various listings in your newspapers and so on. And we have the Writer's Almanac for you in just about a minute. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. And thank you also for pledging your support to the program, making your contribution. You can do that right now if you haven't already. The phone number is 217-244-9455, or use your credit card, pledge online at willpledge.org. We are right at the end of our fiscal year. Your contributions are all important right now to make sure that we're able to pay for this program starting Thursday as our new fiscal year gets underway on the 1st of July. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville. We are the listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.